Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap. We were just talking about Macklemore because we made a reference to thrift shops.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the thrift shop donations here. Yeah. Popping tags.
Whatever. He's still there, but is he doing anything?
One hit wonder.
He just finished touring with Kesha last year.
Ah, that's not bad.
He was at the Universal Studios Mardi Gras concert series. I went to see him there.
Yeah, that was. He was there last year. Yeah.
He hasn't done anything recently. No.
Yeah. Well, I guess when you make an album that sells a lot of or a song that sells a lot of copies, you don't need to work for a while.
He has a 2-year-old son too. That he's like really. I think a son. Gosh, I'm gonna feel bad now that I can't remember.
He's got a 2-year-old child. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's his daughter. I can't remember. Anyway, he brought his child on stage and like wrapped half the concert with his kid on stage.
It's cute.
So he's like really into his child, yeah. So he's probably just taking time off.
Well, here's what we discussed this morning on the show. Thursday, October 10th, we found out we need to eat more pumpkin because this festive orange fruit is an excellent source of vitamin A, C, which will starve off the scurvy, as well as potassium, magnesium, and also contains a lot of antioxidants. High in fiber, low in calories. It's perfect, baby.
Yeah, you know, if you're going for like pumpkin pie filling, that ain't pumpkin.
No.
It's squash.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not really that at all.
And I have heard that.
Yeah,
you have to be real careful that they add a lot of sugar into that,
pumpkins
too.
Pumpkins are everywhere, though, man. Yeah. I mean, literally everywhere.
We also found out that the way you walk could be used to identify some types of dementia.
Yeah, this is frustrating because there is no... there's no cure or there's no diagnosis or test for Alzheimer's or dementia. They just rule everything else out. So little things like this can really help a doctor make that determination, I think.
Yeah, this is actually a long-term study. They found out that the way a person walks, if it changes over several years, it actually can kind of be a red flag to say that you might be more prone to dementia. And that's because dementia basically is your brain cells dying. And, of course, you know, your brain does a lot of things, including your memory and thinks for you, and it helps you walk. So if you're losing brain cells, your brain has to rethink how to walk, and that changes how you either your gait or you walk with moving your hands or you don't. Those are all things that they hope in the future will be able to give a better prediction of dementia.
I know they're working on something right now, but really right now, still, 2019, the only way to tell if somebody has Alzheimer's is an autopsy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Same thing with rabies, right?
I don't know.
I've not heard that.
Anyways. All right. Let's stay on topic here. I'm telling myself this. Thrift store donations. This is kind of the time of the year where maybe you're thinking about donating to a thrift store, mainly because a lot of organizations and 501c3s and charities make a lot of money by selling items on thrift stores. So you want to sell them, give them items that you may not want anymore, but they can make a dollar on. And this is actually from somebody who's worked at a thrift store and said, look, here are the main things you need to do. First, call ahead. Make sure that we're accepting the items that you're donating, because if you got like a mattress or two, you'll find out real quickly that you can't donate
mattresses. Nobody wants your old mattress, okay? That's why you find them on the side
gross.
Of the road.
Right. So,
I know.
Trying to escape.
They also say, don't donate with an out-of-sight, out-of-mind mentality. And this is where if you have something broken or it's dirty that's kind of lingering in your house and you just kind of put a seal them in a garbage bag and you donate them, it's just causing delays in waiting because a lot
20
of
20 years worth of camp t-shirts.
Right, exactly.
Like those kind of things.
Nobody's really going to want them. Plus, they're really kind of falling apart. And we just kind of, I guess we've been brought up to, we throw away a lot of stuff, but we never throw away clothes. And I guess that's where we feel that, you know, we're donating it because it still is clothes. But if it's, like you said, Janie, if it's a tattered t-shirt that's seen better days, just might as well throw it away.
Or something is stained, you know. It's like, I did that the other day when I moved. I ended up with like 5 bags of clothes and 2 of them were full and they ended up just going to the trash because I thought to myself, like, same thing, you know. I'm like, I got to make sure that someone else could wear this. Why would I give somebody something that's stained or messed up or torn?
Right.
They can't wear it anyway. Yeah. Like, why? That's not practical.
Nobody wants your Mr. Coffee with a broken pot, okay?
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
And then lastly, very important, especially when it comes to clothing, check through the items, the bags, the pockets. Make sure that you're not accidentally donating something you don't.
What's your motivation for this? There could be money in those pockets.
Right.
I do that all the time. I forget sometimes it's not a lot of money, but... You know, I need it all.
That's right.
I want all my money.
It's one of the reasons I like doing laundry, because when it's found in the dryer, it's mine.
Finders keepers.
That's right.
That's the rule. That's right.
Finders keepers rule pops
Look
in.
What I have now.
We also found that we're now into fall allergy season between early August and November.
I think people think of springtime for all the allergies with the pollen, but there's a brand new stuff coming out. It's, mold and fungus is growing near you.
Yeah. My allergies are worse in the fall than they ever are in the spring, but it's mainly because of the 17 species of ragweed across the country that can blow upwards of 50 miles from its donation on its own, and then it kind of clings to your hair, your body, your vehicles, clothing, and so it can travel literally thousands of miles.
I mean, you know one thing the hurricanes do, starting off the coast of Africa, those Sahara winds, the sand, bringing spores and stuff, it makes it to Florida.
Yeah, and that's probably one of the reasons that living in Florida, mm-hmm. I've never really truly adapted. My allergies have never adapted. Usually when you move somewhere, you stay a while, and 2 or 3 years
your
later, you're fine.
Your body builds up immunities mm-hmm. to certain things,
yeah,
right?
it doesn't do it so much here in Florida.
Well, my brother and I just keep Zyrtec. We just have bottles of Zyrtec, and we take one every morning just because, like, mm-hmm. routine. His are worse than mine, but I forgot mine the other day, and it's like, I can't help. You know, then your eyes just water the rest of the day.
You're miserable, absolutely. And then something that kind of grows all year round in the South is mold, and believe it or not, you can get that causes problems as well, because mold spore production is the peak. It's happening right now. That's what's going on.
Okay.
So here are some tips for you to kind of make it through allergy season. They say the first thing you might want to consider is taking a shower at the end of the day.
This is interesting because you've been accumulating the mold and pollen in your hair the whole day, right?
The whole day.
And
then
on your skin, I'm sure.
And then what do? You put your head down on the pillow, you roll over, your face is in your pillow where the pollen is.
You're marinating in it now.
So you may want to consider taking a shower in the evening. And same goes for your pets. Maybe brush them out a little bit more, especially when they come in from the outside, or give them a bath more frequently to get rid of some of those pollens. They say pollen counts are generally higher in the morning between 5 a.m. and 10 a.m., so you might want to do any sort of outdoor activities, limit it to the afternoon. And then, you know, do what Janie did. Prepare for with over-the-counter medications for antihistamines, decongestants, saline for your nasal irrigation. These can all be big factors into making sure you feel better. And then I always tell people this, especially this time of the year, you come into work and, you like you said, Janie, I feel miserable and my eyes are watering and my throat's dry. And someone will say, I'm coming down with a cold. I'll tell them to take an antihistamine. And then if you still feel miserable, then you realize it may be a cold. But 9 times out of 10, it's allergies that are causing the problem. Christmas Con 2019, the Hallmark Channel has the ball and running with Christmas. So they're doing the first ever Christmas Con coming up November 8th and 10th in Edison, New Jersey.
What took them so long? Yeah. I mean, we got Comic Con just for people that like to dress up. And then, I mean, a lot of people like to dress up during Christmas too, right? Santa?
Right. Yeah, Santa.
I'm looking at you, Santa. Yeah.
They say it's a 3-day convention that will have everything. We'll have an insanely elaborate Christmas decor. An ugly sweater contest worth cash,
of course,
Christmas market, live musical performances, and of course, all your favorite Hallmark stars will be there, including Janie's favorite, Chad Michael Murray.
Murray, yeah. He's from One Tree Hill, and then he's now in Riverdale. It's funny, because now that he's gotten older, he plays like a father figure, but you know, he's Edgar Evernever in Riverdale. So exciting.
Is that Riverdale as in Archie Comics?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's a very popular show. It's like a teenage soap opera.
It's dark, by the way.
It's very dark. And then Winnie Cooper is gonna be there. I don't know her real name.
Super Cooper?
Or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's basically like all those Hallmark movies where the busy man from like the workplace in New York City needs to come to like a small town, and then the women stumble into them, and then they fall in love under the snow, like snow machines.
I just remember this time last year we were talking about the Hallmark Channel Christmas movie drinking game, and I think the biggest drink ever was the moment in time where the star learns the true meaning of Christmas. It's like that's the end of the movie,
that's
right
the
there.
Final, that's for sure.
All right,
yeah.
Let me set the record straight too. In the Archie comics, I was a Veronica. I like Veronica, not a Betty. I like Veronica.
Well, they're both in the show.
I'm just telling you. I like
you get your fix.
Because I think Veronica is more adventurous.
Yes, but just it is not like the comic book. It is super
well in this Riverdale.
Dark.
She's in the mob.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, I'm not saying no.
Storm getting
I might try to go to this Christmas con thing, by the way. If it's I got to look and see if it's on a
Is
weekend,
there a Jughead in that too?
Yes.
Oh,
seriously?
Yeah.
He wears the hat.
Yeah. It's what it's based on. RG Comics.
I got to get out more.
By the way, back to Christmas Con, daily passes. Janie will be anywhere from $35 to $45, and or you can grab the 3-day pass for $75.
Or you can just watch the Hallmark Channel.
That's true. Yeah. Maybe you can watch the Hallmark Channel from the Goodyear blimp. Apparently, there's an Airbnb that's going to be opening up on October 15th. Where you actually can rent the Goodyear blimp and stay the night in the gondola. Of course,
it's in the hangar, though.
It's in
right?
the hangar. It's not floating around. This actually.
So you're going to smell diesel fuel, though.
I love diesel fuel. Love the smell of diesel fuel in the morning.
Well, it smells like victory.
So yeah, it's actually going to be in Ohio. It's getting all set between for the Michigan and Notre Dame game coming up on October 24th or 25th, somewhere around there. But anyways, this is a pretty cool deal here where you get access to the Goodyear hangar, the massive space where it's the size of 2.5 football fields, a lakefront spot for the tailgating there where you get all the amenities, a grill, fire pit, sunset view, tickets to the Michigan Notre Dame game, access to football lounge where you can view all the games for college football rivalries on that Saturday.
Right.
The thing is, though, they only have a limited amount of these, and it's not like it's just going to be open on the 15th. It's going to roll in and out on the 15th, so you're going to have to hit the refresh screen.
Tickets are only like $150, and if that includes tickets to the Michigan Notre Dame game,
yeah,
that's a pretty good deal right there. I mean, that's a tough game right there. That'll be sold out, you know.
Yeah,
it's in Ann Arbor too. 105,000 people wearing maize and blue.
Apparently, that is they let that one back to the first football college rivalry was Michigan and Ohio State,
or Ohio State or Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sorry. I was saying Michigan and Ohio State apparently is the oldest college rivalry of all time.
Yeah.
But
nobody likes Ohio State.
I especially don't like their coach. So there is our show for today, Thursday, October 10th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
And in the words of Dr. Dan Krause, remember the sun is always shining, folks.
Farewell, friends. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.